Can James Heard coach? If that were a question Essendon were tossing around purely on the basis of the past few months, the answer would be a no-brainer. But nothing about Heard's tenure has been that simple. And sadly for the Bombers, neither is the answer to this. So let's play devil's advocate for a moment and assume the answer to that question is a resounding no. What happens next? A new coach? Why would any candidate right now go near the job on a long-term basis, with a playing list a good portion of which could theoretically be banned from the game before the start of next season, and with the prospect of wholesale list changes and trading completely compromised by that fact? No shuffling of deck chairs on what right now seems football's equivalent of the SS Titanic is going to alter the fact that the WADA appeal won't be resolved until that window for change for season 2016 is well and truly closed. What the Bombers can do, though, is at least recognise that as an entire club, they are no longer a heavyweight. Rather, they're a club which for 15 years has ritually avoided tough decisions on coaches, on its list, and even on its administration, because they mistakenly thought just being Essendon was in itself half the answer. That means being prepared to swallow a fair amount of pride, and to realise that just bringing a swathe of former club greats back into the ranks for whatever purpose doesn't fix problems which are institutionalised. It means taking cues from supposedly smaller outfits like the Western Bulldogs and St Kilda, both of whom can make tough decisions on and off the field. And it means dragging themselves into the 21st century, not just in terms of resources or support, but psychologically. It takes courage for an alcoholic to admit he is one. And in a football context, that's what Essendon has been for some time now, regardless of whether one man can coach or not.